Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian seniors Mary Kate and Lucas Banstra join us on today's program to talk about their triplet brother Ethan, who has a variety of special needs, and the lessons they've learned about life and how to better face challenges because of what they've learned from Ethan. And we're here with Luke Banstra and Mary Kate Banstra, two of the senior athletes here at Pella Christian High School coming up this fall and this year. And you're actually out in front of the football gates here for a very special reason, and that is your triplet. That's Ethan, who is a very special individual. Let our listeners know a little bit about him and kind of what it was like growing up with him.
We are triplets, and we go to opposite schools like Pella Christian and Pella, so, you know, fun rivalry in the family. But I think the biggest thing Ethan has taught us is patience. As you know, we can go nowhere quick, and just really makes you take a step back on life and just really be thankful, and we just treasure every moment with him.
And let our listeners know a little bit about Ethan and what makes him a little bit different.
Ethan has special needs. There's not really a specific disease or anything that goes along with it. He just has, you know, mental and physical disabilities, like, you know, he can't really write or read as well as others, and it's tough for him to do a lot of normal things that we, like, as teenagers, do every day. So
it's hard to see all the guys in my class whenever we hang out. You know, in a perfect world, Ethan would be right along with us, playing sports, hanging out with us. So that's why I like doing this type of stuff, donating money, trying to raise money for the special needs program. It's good to see everyone on the cross country and volleyball team out here tonight supporting and just trying to raise money for our brother and his cause.
Well, and this has been going on all week with the Knights of Columbus. What's it been like for both of you to see how the community has come out? Last year they raised $20,000 for all the special education programs here in the city.
Oh, it's been great. Last week Saturday, our cross country team took turns standing out in front of Walmart, and we set a record for the most money ever raised outside of Walmart in one day. So it was really cool to see all the support from the community just donating their money.
And I just think that's the awesome thing about the community of Pella. Like, it doesn't matter what school you go to, like, everyone can give some money towards this cause because everyone, you know, has that around their lives. And, yeah, it's been awesome to see everyone come together and do it.
Well, and then one of the things I got to see you guys in last spring was the Night of Stars prom. You participated this year with Ethan. What was that like?
You know, like, I was talking to my family about it, how there's not that many moments that us three get to spend, like, just together because we're either, like, playing sports or, you know, running all around. So I just think that night was special for us to be all together and just to, like, really embrace him and how he is unique and just look at how he is special.
The Night Under the Stars was a lot of fun. It was our second year going to it. It was just really cool to see everyone go out there and a lot of familiar faces throughout the years since you have those special education kids going out there year after year. And it was just a really cool thing to see, especially to go with Mary-Kate and Ethan, my triplet siblings.
For the both of you, you know, growing up with someone who has special needs or certain disabilities, what have you learned about maybe life yourself, and what have you learned maybe about things that you do every day that maybe many people take for granted that Ethan can't do?
Yeah, so I run cross country, really not the easiest sport at all, but whenever I'm hurting during a race or during practice, I just think Ethan can't even run at all. It just really puts life into perspective and helps you to be thankful for what you can do, or even with homework when I grumble and complain about tests or just school stuff in general, I think, you know, he can't even read and write. We're so blessed to have the minds that we have.
Yeah, and I just think that you, like, take every opportunity and you just try to put your best into that because you know you have the talents and you're blessed by God with the skills to do it. So I just think it makes you slow down and just really think about what we have and how blessed we are and how he can teach us so many things through his disability.
One of the things that's going on is there's fundraising efforts. I'm sure you've made other friends through Ethan that have special needs. It would mean a lot probably to both of you to see the community continue to support the programs like this.
For sure. Yeah, I just think that it's awesome to see both schools come and do it together and to see that we care for these people with special needs and they're special to us, and it teaches us a lot about life.
There's about four or five kids in our senior class that have siblings with special needs. So we always like to talk with each other and just talk about our experiences. And I know that a lot of their siblings go to Pella as well. So we support each other's schools, and it's just a lot of fun to talk about them.
The Knights of Columbus and Pella topped their fundraising goal of $21,000, with current donations and pledges standing over $22,000. Proceeds benefit Pella and Pella Christian Special Education Departments, Christian Opportunity Center, and the Iowa Special Olympics. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.